The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're all psyched up for this show, and I hope you're having a great long 4th of July weekend. Man, when these when it starts like on a Thursday, you got a Friday, and you got Saturday and Sunday, it's like having a whole vacation for yourself. Whether you're boating, fishing, camping, hunting, no, there's nobody hunting really. But, you know, just getting out and doing things. Maybe you're checking out museums with your kids and the grandkids, or maybe you're laying on a beach on Lake Michigan, or swimming in the Fox River, or just whatever you're doing. Sitting back, watching the world go by, having a little glass of ice chilled water, okay, and you know what I mean, but just enjoy it, but do it safely with this 4th of July weekend, please do it safely. That's a big thing. Hey, remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to us on ESPN Chicago app, or you can just go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, click on the word podcast, and the show pops up, and all my other shows pop up. And you can subscribe for free and just have a good old time. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, but please remember to like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you'll get a whole lot of information all the time. So sit back, enjoy, pour yourself some coffee, or if you're having lunch or dinner at this time listening to the program, just enjoy yourself, but please, the 4th of July weekend, do it safely. Okay, man, it was a busy week with a lot of people fishing, people getting out early this week. It was hard to, you know, keep track of all the activity that's going on. Lake Michigan, they started picking up some kings and things, and we'll hear about that later in the show. But, I mean, it's just a ton of stuff, and I just want to bring that all information out to you today. And I want to thank all of our friends that are listening to us, because Chauncey's Great Outdoors can be heard everywhere east of the Mississippi River broadcast wise and then also with the stream, it's opened up to the world with our friends in Europe and France and Italy. Hi guys and ladies out there in England and Scotland, they're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Just want to say hello to all those people who send me little notes and saying, hey, we just miss a Midwest voice talking about the great outdoors. Thanks, guys. Good job. Good job. Thank you. You're making me feel a little bit, you know what I mean. Okay, but I appreciate it very, very much. On this week's show, since you're going to follow me into the outdoors, we have Captain Tony, I hope, calling in as he always does first thing. Then Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County is going to be talking about all the cool things that you can do in the Forest Preserve. I don't care if you've got 5-year-olds, 4-year-olds, there's stuff for them. If you got teenagers, there's stuff for them. If you've got, you know, you're a mature outdoors person in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, there's stuff for you to do and enjoy in the forest preserves. And even if you're a mature outdoorsman like myself, there's even things for me to do. All the way to being 105 years old, you can do something in the Cook County Forest Preserves this month for the month of June. Just make sure you drink a lot of water and stay in the shade. Okay, but after that, Tim comes on. Then J.C. Fultz from the Illinois Fire Marshal's Office gave me a call, and he wants to talk about, he says, hey, all you outdoorsmen are out grilling in the backyard. They're grilling out, you know, camping. They're grilling when they're fishing. And he says, there's some safety things I want to make sure they put up front in their mind so they don't have a problem. And that's a very important statement, he said. We want to make sure that everybody has a safe 4th of July weekend. And I said, all right, J.C., let's talk about this. After him, what else? We're going to have more information and the Aiden Fishing Report. It's a kind of an interesting report because he's been here most of the week having fun with me, and we'll hear his fishing report about going out with Papa at Herrick Lake. It's a great time. It was a lot of fun. So, you know, sit back, pour yourself that cup of coffee or whatever, juice, and let's just enjoy some more stuff. Well, wait a minute. I hear something. Whoop, the phone is ringing. Let's see if it's Captain Tony. Hey, Captain Tony.
Good morning, John. Ringy dingy, ringy dingy. That phone is ringing. Time to go fishing.
Time to go fishing and sitting on the Dakota Bay.
Catching the fishies all day. Don't quit. I know, don't quit my day job.
Yeah, don't quit your day. Hey, what's going on out on the pond?
We're still seeing a mixture of fish. Some big cohos are around. Some, of course, the Blakers showing up.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of kings, small kings, medium kings, and there's been a few large kings being taken.
Good.
I'm inshore one day, and I call inshore like 80, 90, 120. To offshore from 150 all the way out to 240 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So the winds and the waves and the weather is changing things daily. You know, if you're going out in the morning, again, hit that structure, you know, stick in there if you're catching fish. If not, you got to bail, you know. You know, again, never leave fish. If you're catching them, define fish.
Yep.
Right?
Never leave fish, define fish.
That's right, because you're catching them, you know, they're there, you know. You know, you get a couple bites in a row, mark it on your plotter, turn back around, go through that area a couple times. Expand the search, and hopefully you can find some more active fish right where you're at.
Yes.
That's what we always look for, the active fish.
We still on spoons and flies?
Yeah, I always run a spoon in the morning. I have spoons on my cores and coppers. I do mix them up with dodgers and flies, different combinations. You know, definitely on my riggers, running some metal blades, some plastic blades, 4-inch flies already, you know, at that time of year, you know, and then bulk up on the flies, you know, them fish are hungry.
Oh, yeah. And if anybody wants, just go to Diamond Ghost Charters on Facebook, and you're going to see some of the most unbelievable, you know, racks of fish and that 19-pound king that my buddy Eric got last week. And, I mean, there's a lot of quality fish out there that are jumping in Tony's boat.
Yeah, so far it's been an excellent year, and hopefully these kings will definitely come in numbers here soon, and we'll be pounding them big boys.
Yeah. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, Tony, what's the best way?
Best way, call my cell at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer right away, please leave me a message. I'll get back to you ASAP.
Sounds good. And you've got a few weekdays, and you got probably a few more weekdays and tight on weekends. But if it works out, somebody might get a special weekend, right?
Right. I have a few weekend afternoons left. I have a handful of weekdays left in July and August. I got some days, both sides, weekend and weekdays left.
All right. Sounds good. What are y'all yelling, Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on.
Take care,
all right, guys. Be good out there. Watch the wind, the waves, and be safe.
All right. Take care, Tony. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting, with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go. go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription, and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Papa was a fishing man. Papa was a fishing man.
Well, everybody, it's the first Saturday of the month. What does that mean? We're all going to know. It means Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County is going to tell us about all the cool things that we can do with our family, our young kids, our nieces, our nephews, our friends, a few young guys. You got some girlfriends, you got some boyfriends. You can drag them all out there, okay?
I got a couple, two, three things, you know, it's all right.
Yeah.
Morning, Chauncey, how are you?
I'm doing okay, my friend. What's kicking in the forest preserve? It's July, man, you got to have a lot of stuff.
Always, yeah, no, and then we talk about once the weather warms up a little bit, sometimes a little too warm, but but warms up nevertheless, that's when we're out there playing. So, yeah, month of July, we have a few annual festivals we offer each year. The second Saturday in July is Kids Festival down at Wampum Lake. It's a big one. I think you've been down there a couple of times, haven't you?
Yeah.
A lot of partners, a lot of organizations, collaborators to put this thing on. Rain or shine, they'll be out there. You can fish. You can kayak, which not a permittable lake to do that, so it's a unique opportunity. You can partake in some archery, kids tree climb. I'm sure that there'll be something like Brookfield Zoo out there with animal encounters, food, a little bit of everything for everybody, all ages.
Cool.
So it's on the 13th. I think it starts at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Runs for a couple of hours that day. That's a big one. Also, my colleague Justin Mercer in the Central Region runs Insect Festival. It's really, really fun. Even for the faint of heart, even for those who have these, you know, nightmarish, like, just phobias of not wanting to go near any insects,
mm-hmm.
over there. Be nice. They're cuddly. Get over there. And that's going to be Thursday, July 18th at 11 o'clock in Cumming Square, which is kind of the central part of the Cook County region. So there's a couple of big ones going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then a newer one, they started it last year in one location. They added another, and they're going to push it even more come 2025. It's called Produce in the Preserves. So this one will take place at Eggers Grove on the far southeast side of the Chicago, or the county, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
They will have a limited free amount of produce and workshops where you can learn about local food, growing your own food within your community, and then maybe who you can get in touch with. I mean, maybe you live in like a multi-family dwelling, you know, like a 15-unit condominium. No problem. They can teach you about hydroponics. They can teach you about a few other things. That would be something really fun.
Yeah, because I'm even toying with the concept of hydroponics. I'd like to check that out.
It's interesting. I know Steve Evanston did something really unique at the Robert Crown Center. But, Amanda, who heads up our outreach team, this is her brainchild. It's really unique. So.
Mm.
The next day on the 20th is my little baby. It's the Dog Days of Summer. Actually, I lied. It's not just mine. It's the program specialist.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Now it's going to be stuck in my head all day.
I feel like you do that every time when I talk about Dog Days of Summer. I love it. Oh, it's fantastic. So the idea with this is to partake in dog-friendly activities. This one is going to take place at Beck Lake, which is off of 294 and Central.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have doggy paddle, where you can go out with your dog on the canoes. There'll be some dog training lessons. The Cook County Animal Control will be out there. More importantly, in a way, I say, there will be three or four different adoption agencies with dogs to adopt. So if you go to the website, to the Forest Reserve website, and click on this link, you can find out who they are, and then they'll have an updated list of dogs that you can meet that day,
mm-hmm.
Which is really, really wonderful. And then we'll have, you know, food and all the usual that come with festivals.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
It'll be fun. Let's see here. Oh, this was a new one I wanted to talk to you about. So this is called the Campus Block Party at Camp Shabona Woods in South Holland.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to my event first, but then go to this afterwards. By the time you get down there, you'll be good. But basically, they are working with a few local organizations where you can create your own adventure with family and friends, do music, nature play, games, art making. Camp Shabona Woods sits on the, I call it the trifecta, of you have Green Lake Pool, you have Camp Shabona Woods, which is traditional tent sites and cabins, and then you also have the Nature Center, which is really, really great. Mm-hmm. Well,
that's kind of cool, too. I mean, you know, I love that one.
I mean, summers are block parties. Everybody, if you're out of Chicago or outside of Chicago, just in general, I guess probably Cook mm-hmm. County, you have block parties all the time. And when the weather's warm, that's when you do them. So we kind of took that idea and applied it to the natural world.
Hmm.
Yeah, good times over there, for sure. And then, you know, we still have our small stuff. For you Batman lovers, there's a Bat Night over at Little Red Schoolhouse. You can learn about the different species in the area, the good that they do, again, put the phobias away and understand their role here in the ecosystem, and it's really amazing.
Mm. Yeah. Bats in your belfry.
What's that?
Bats in your belfry.
Oh, yeah. and then, you know, again, volunteer work days, you're going to have some stewardship, there's a lot of wellness walks. We are I dare I say this, pretty close to opening up the new Caldwell Woods Wellness Center.
Ooh.
On the far northwest side of Chicago near Devana, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of been a labor of love getting that old warming shelter. We had a couple of grants that we were privileged enough to receive and develop a center that partnering organizations, community liaisons, education institutes can use to put on programs for the public and for private times. So it's going to be a unique approach to drawing in more folks to the natural world.
Okay. I know there's a senior fitness walk for us more mature outdoors people.
I should probably go on those these days. Go ahead.
Yeah, you need to start going on them, my friend. You need to start looking at them.
I do. I need to stretch. We have that. There is a the Forest Reserve Green Team and Conservation Team are, I'm going to say it, teaming up. For an at-home webinar where you can learn about current initiatives that are going on within the forest.
Okay.
It was really cool. Yeah. Everybody's all over the place, right? Nobody necessarily works from an office or from home. There's this hybrid thing. So having some webinars allows to get that word out a little bit easier. Yeah.
And on the 18th, you're doing something called Without Limits, Recreation for All. This sounds like an interesting program because it's embracing the adventures of rock climbing, cycling, kayaking opportunities tailored to people of all ages with primarily a physical disability. And when we say physical disability, you have to remember this could be, it's not just one or two little things. I mean, you could have a problem where you've lost feelings, where you don't use an arm a certain way. You may have arthritis in your hands where you can't use a fishing rod, or your legs are bad. You could learn how to, you know, pedal a tricycle type thing that you almost lay back in it like a lounge chair. I'd take a nap in it if it was me. There's a lot of neat things that's going on with that. You know, it's the Adapted Adventures people that are putting it on July 18th at Tower Road Boat Launch in up by Skokie Lagoons, right?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, we have collaborated with Adapted Adventures the last few years. It's really a privilege and an honor to be able to work with them. And so these Recreation for All offerings happen throughout the county during the warmer months. So keep an eye on it. Yeah, mm-hmm. The rock wall is pretty amazing. Just they have it on a hydraulic thing. It's hooked up to this hitch. Pops right up. It's so mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Their kayaking canoes, I think they have a secondary hull that they use to keep the balance going on it. So even if it's a tight keel, you still feel safe. You still feel comfortable getting out on the water. The cycling is a pretty spot up there, especially if you get on the east side of the lagoons, a little bit away from 94. The whole paved black trail is great.
Cool. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
There's something going on at the Sagawa. There's two events going on. I can't remember it, though. It's a really cool one about fossils and, I mean, you know, it's the 5- and 6- and 7-year-olds aren't going to get into this, but I mean, you know, you got some, you know, kids that are 10, 11, 12 and up, you know, and they're teenagers, you know, this will spark an interest in them.
The fossils and fun, but that's that little red on the 7th.
Oh, okay.
Let me see what the other one was. I know what you're talking about. I think it was, they're talking about the geology, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Field Science Workshop. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
And it starts on Tuesday the 16th, and it goes to Thursday the 18th at 2:30. And it's a field science workshop where they discuss earth science and geology of the northeastern portions of Illinois. They talk about Silurian and glacial geology, fossils, familiarity with field learning. And this is going to take place at Sagawa. Yeah, they really have some great programs down there, especially from the geology side.
Oh, yeah, because it's the only canyon in Cook County. It's got the only waterfall rented teeth here, waterfall in Cook County. I mean, it's got a lot of really cool stuff in it.
Correct. No, it's a great spot. It's absolutely. I always feel bad for them because they have a beautiful ski shop.
Mm-hmm.
You can rent skis, and we just don't get snow like we used to
No, we don't.
In the past. But, yeah. No. Mike Conrath and his team do a great job down there, taking advantage of the assets of that site.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So there's a lot of new cool stuff going on. There's even some, you know, and we didn't hit them all, everybody. You need to go to, what site is it again?
FPDCC.com. Actually, revamped website. It was good before, efficient. It's extraordinary now. You can click by locations. You can click by categories. You can just take a look. Take my word for it.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. FPDCC.com. Click on the word events in the upper right corner, and you could do, you know, I don't want to read everything. Give me the Northwest. Give me the Northern Cook County. Give me the Central Cook County. Give me the Southwest or the South. So you could even, you know, limit your area, what's going on in these areas to see and do. And you know what? If you just want to take a walk down a bike path, down a walking trail, there's tons of miles to do that in the forest preserve. And if you do it early when it's nice and cool out, you can smell the trees and the plants and the earth, and it will just calm you for the rest of the day.
Well said. It's fine. It's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do. And even on my days off, we take the kids out and we'll hit up a few trails or go hiking somewhere. It's just getting out there and taking advantage of the nature centers or you know, the campgrounds or any of the trail systems, for sure.
I don't know how you could ever be calm with Otis, okay?
It's my karma in Mabel that probably has me on my toes way, way more than I'd like.
That's right.
I understand that. That's how it works, and funny how life becomes full circle.
That's right. Your parents are laughing at you right now, saying, "Yep,
of
you deserve."
Course they are. They just looked at me with this grin on their face. I was like, "I get it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on, Tim, once again, to tell everybody about all the cool things in the forest preserve. And I've said it a million times, I'll say a million one. You are never more than a half an hour away from a great place, whether it's a nature center, park, recreation area, to enjoy a little bit of the forest preserves and some really great fishing, which I'll tell you about later on in the show. It's all here right in our own front yard. Okay?
Thanks so much, Chauncey.
Cool. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by your Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Up this morning before the sun, fixed me some coffee and a honey bun, jumped in my pickup, gave her the gas, I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
All them people sleeping in their fishing camps, some out in the pup tents, some out on the grass. They all be dreaming about the 5-pound bass. Billy Birdie always gets his one.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. A couple of days here after the holidays. It's the holiday weekend. It's going crazy. You know, I feel like I want to sing "Summertime and a Living is Easy." But really, it's summer. And we've had it hot before this time. We've had it. We're going to get hot again. But on the phone with me right now, I've got J.C. Fultz, who's from the State Fire Marshal's Office. And this isn't just about Illinois. This is some safety things you need to worry about. Any state you live in that's hearing Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and even you people that are in Europe listening to me. JC, how are you?
Good. How you doing? Happy 4th of July weekend. It's hard to believe that we're, almost halfway through summer, and it feels like summer just started.
You got that right. Exactly. Now, one of the things that caught my eye was this whole thing about grilling safety. And I've been part of where at someone's house or they've been doing something and they've done something stupid, not to sound terrible, but that's a Chauncey statement, not from JC. And I'm going, there's certain things you need to worry about when you're out grilling in the summer, right?
There really are. And that's what we need to get everybody to be aware. The first thing that is most important is never leave food that's cooking unattended. Pretty simple as that. You get a lot of people in the backyard, there's a lot of distractions, kids running around, if you have pets in the backyard. Start with a 3-foot kid-free and pet-free zone around your barbecue grill, because we don't want somebody accidentally knocking it over, especially if you have charcoal grill going or if it's a gas grill. Just make sure you keep that area free from those kiddos and from those pets. You know, my dog loves hamburgers, hot dogs. Who doesn't, right? It's a summer thing. I have a golden retriever, so you can't get more American than a golden retriever. So just keep them away from that area. Also, propane and charcoal grills should be used outdoors only. I know that sounds silly, but there are people that will grill in their garage because it is raining. If it is raining, maybe just wait till it stops raining, but please grill outdoors only. The grill should be placed away from the home or deck railings and out from under the eaves of your home or overhanging tree branches. You know, sometimes those cheeseburgers get a little bit flamey. So if you're right next to your house, you start melting the siding or other bad things can happen. You get the deck to catch on fire. We really don't want to have to invite the fire department over to our barbecue unless we're just having them over to enjoy burgers. So please keep that in mind as well. Keep it away from the house. You see those pictures of that melted siding all the time because folks think, it's okay, I can put the grill right up next to the side of the house. Keep your grill clean. Remove any grease or fat buildup from the grills and the trays below the grill. We get a little lazy, don't we? We cooked all summer. That grease tray gets a little full. Just take a few minutes and make sure you clean that out. Always, when you're lighting that grill, Make sure that lid is open before you light it. We don't want to build up that gas inside and then poof, and the next thing you know, the grill lid's popping open or you're causing other issues. And check your gas tank on your propane grills, your grills for hoses. That make sure those hoses are not leaking. Put some soap, water, and just check those out. And if you're using charcoal, there's nothing better, I swear, than a good old burger that's cooked over charcoal. I don't know about you, but that's one of my favorite tasting things. When you're done with that charcoal, make sure you dispose of it properly. Let it cool. Put it into a sealed container before you dump it into the trash can or dump it somewhere else. So make sure those coals are completely, completely cold before you get rid of them. Always have a fire extinguisher around, bucket of water, garden hose, if you need one, quick access to it in case something happens around the bottom of the grill. But if it is a grease fire, never, ever use water to try to put out a grease fire. Smother it or close the lid on your grill, turn it off, and that should help smother the fire. So please do not use water if it is a grease fire.
Well, and the reason I kind of giggled there, I was at somebody's house and, you know, he puts, you know, on the grill, and all of a sudden there's fire coming out of everywhere on the grill, and he goes, well, it's just the grease burning off. And I'm like, yeah, but there's a tank under it. Yeah,
yeah, that's the thing, too. I mean, especially if you're using propane. According to the Fire Protection Association, around 64% of U.S. households own at least one outdoor barbecue grill or smoker. Smoking's kind of becoming kind of a new fad, right? I mean, who doesn't love a good smoked pork butt on you know, the weekend? But on average, there's 10,200 home fires started by grilling each year. So that's a lot of home fires, and a lot of these fires can be prevented by either keeping that grill clean, putting it in the proper place, you know, just keeping an eye on things. We always talk about that around Thanksgiving as well in the kitchen, making sure that, you know, you're paying attention to that food. Set timers. Even if you have to walk away for a few seconds, set a timer. Set a reminder that says, hey, I still have those burgers going. I need to be out there checking on those because it does not take long for an accident to occur or, you know, of that type of nature. Also, make sure where you live, let's say you're living in an apartment or some kind of rental property, make sure they even allow barbecues in your complex. Some places don't allow it, and you'll see some of those, like, for example, in the city of Chicago, those big wooden decks, probably not the best place to really grill out on, because those things go up pretty quick if those catch on fire.
And we're talking with J.C. Schultz from the State Fire Marshal's Office because, you know, if we're outdoors fishing, camping, or anything, you know, this is all part of the outdoors, folks. And you got to, you know, remember it. I mean, last year there was, in the United States, there was like over 22,000 people were taking to an emergency room because they got injured revolving a barbecue grill. And this goes for the same as those barbecue grills that are on boats that they kind of hang off of. Those scare me. I don't know why. They're probably perfectly safe, but they scare me. I mean, they're, you know, they're hanging off the boat. And it's a propane grill.
And well, like, you also think about the fuel fumes that could be in that area, too. So those are something to keep in mind. Don't have to, don't do that out there because that fuel tank's not very far away from that barbecue grill.
And it's a lot of fuel, not just a little bit of fuel.
No, there's a lot of it out there. And also, you know, a lot of people are camping as well and barbecuing in campgrounds, you know, that crackle of that campfire. Make sure that if you're going to have a campfire, A, it's allowed in the place that you're going to have that campfire, or if you're going to be doing some cooking over the top of that, making some s'mores. I mean, who doesn't love a good s'more in the summertime? Mm-hmm. My mouth is watering right now thinking about those things. The chocolate, that squishy marshmallow, the graham crackers. You know what I actually prefer is using the fudge-striped cookies and putting the marshmallow in the middle. So now you got your graham cracker and the chocolate. You don't have to melt the chocolate. Easy way to make a s'more. But make sure that this campfire is 25 feet away from tents, shrubs, or anything that can burn.
Okay.
That's the best piece of advice. Clean out around that campfire. You know, you get into a lot of those campgrounds this time of the year. We just had the cicada infestation, and you notice there was quite a bit of dead leaves on some of the trees where they had laid their eggs. Some of that has fallen down to the ground or after a storm. You get a lot of leaves that blow in. Those leaves die. They create, you know, dry fuel for fires to kick up. So make sure you're cleaning out around that area. Mm-hmm. If you use a chimney, outdoor fireplaces, fire pits, keep those at least 10 feet away from anything that can burn along with your house, and just kind of clean up around the area where you're going to be having this. And again, never leave that campfire unattended. That is something that is very, very important. When you're done with that campfire, make sure it's properly extinguished. SmokeyBear.com has some great tips on that. You can find some of that safety information on sfm.illinois.gov. That's our website at the State Fire Marshal's Office. So make sure that you're, when you're extinguishing it, you're putting it out. Make sure there's no coals that are left that are still kind of embers underneath there that can still kind of smolder, because those can reignite as well. So it's very important that you're putting that out. Make sure it's plenty of water over the top of it, dirt, whatever it takes to put that fire out when you're done.
And never put your charcoal briquettes that you're done, when you're done grilling, at the base of a tree, because all you're going to do is kill that tree in a few years. Trust me, people. Yep. You may not think it is, but you will do that. But now, I know they started this on Monday. Boom, 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 boom. Fireworks in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
My God. My dog is about ready to crawl under the house. And, you know, people, you know, fireworks are illegal in Illinois, right?
Yes, for the most part, they are. There are certain kinds of consumer fireworks, such as they're called novelties, that are legal to buy. You see those a lot, and it depends on the part of state that you're in as well. A lot of local municipalities will have regulations. I know there's some suburbs in the Chicago area that don't even allow sparklers in their communities, but sparklers, party poppers, those types of items that you can buy at some of the big box stores, those are novelties. Those are unregulated in the state of Illinois, so a lot of people can have those. Now, the things that are illegal are such things as handheld fireworks, including firecrackers, Roman candles, bottle rockets. Those things, anything with an unreliable trajectory, you cannot purchase in the state of Illinois. Now, you will notice driving around the state, there are some fireworks, consumer fireworks stands. Mm-hmm. The keyword, consumer fireworks. Some local jurisdictions will allow you to purchase consumer fireworks. You have to have a permit that is issued from that local jurisdiction. They will then come out and they will inspect your shoot site and say, okay, here is your permit. Now you can go purchase this at a registered fireworks stand that is registered through our office, through the Office of State Fire Marshal. But again, you have to have a permit from the local jurisdiction. And those particular consumer firework items that are legal have reliable trajectories. A lot of those are what's called cakes, those types of things, fountains. Those are types of consumer fireworks that, you know, are legal in certain parts of the state. Again, it all goes down to the local municipality having that authority to say no or yes to a consumer firework. But again, you cannot, though, firecrackers, Roman candles, bottle rockets, those are way off limits in the state of Illinois. And a lot of people also, you'll see those parachute-type things that have the flame underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are legal in the state as well. You cannot use those particular lights. I think they're called floating lanterns, I believe is the technical term for those. Those are not allowed in the state of Illinois either. But again, consumer fireworks, up to that locals. Last year alone in the state of Illinois, we had 108 injuries reported to us from hospitals and facilities across the state. And that's a volunteer reporting. We really encourage all healthcare facilities to report these injuries to us. And it's pretty easy to report this to us on our website at sfm.illinois.gov. They can go on there. They can click on the document. It tells us what type of fireworks. The biggest injuries last year reported were from mortars. That was 47% of the injuries that were reported to us. And sadly, there were 10 of those injuries that resulted in dismemberment or amputation last year.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, no fatalities. The year before, we had a couple of fatalities in the state. Yeah. So, again, we only get a small portion of the snapshot. We have 34 hospitals and healthcare facilities that reported these injuries to us. That's why we'd like to see all these particular entities reporting to us so that we can get a really good, accurate representation of what is really going on during the 4th of July holiday. Now, if you think sparklers, those things, you know, we always want to give that to our kid. Hey, here's a sparkler. Those burn in excess of 1,200 degrees. That's hot enough to melt many metals and turn steel glowing red. It only takes a couple of touches of that to clothing or to the skin that can cause serious injury. So if you have some alternatives, red, white, blue, silly string, glow sticks. Kids love glow sticks. Put some lights on their bike wheels and have them right around the driveway. Just think of alternatives that don't require a pyrotechnic, don't require something that is fire-related. Think of something that they can do that's fun, that's still, you know, exciting, but doesn't include something hot that could cause major burns. And, you know, if you get a burn injury, it doesn't only last for a small amount of time. That's a physical scar on you. Also causes a lot of mental scars, because now you think back every time you see that scar, that memory comes back in your mind. So please, if you don't have to use fireworks, or just leave it to the professionals. Go to some amazing, there are some amazing displays, even going on this weekend after the 4th of July, all over the state and all over the country that you just get back to sit back, relax, and watch. Yeah, let the professionals.
Let the pros do it. First of all, it's cheaper. Let the pros do it.
Yes, amen to that. And you know, the problem is too, the fireworks injuries, the biggest area injured was hands, fingers, but a fourth of all the injured persons suffered multiple injuries. So you were injured from a firework. A lot of those 108 people suffered multiple injuries during using pyrotechnics. So just if you don't have to do it, don't do it. Leave it to the professionals. Exactly. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Well, JC, I want to thank you for talking to us about, you know, grilling safety and firework safety, because that's going to go through the whole weekend, because people started, they're starting it already on Monday. I know they did. And it's going to go through the weekend. But please, you know what? You think about the dogs, and besides, people getting hurt, and there's so much. Let the pros do it. Crank up the music in the backyard. Put on a few more barbecues. Bring the ice cream, whipped cream, and chocolate syrup or caramel syrup out. Enjoy the day. Throw little horseshoes. Have fun. You don't need to make it go boom to have a great time. You really don't.
And the other people we need to think about, too, are those veterans that have PTSD issues as well. Think about those folks during the 4th of July as well. Those loud noises bring back a lot of bad memories.
Yeah, so, it really does. And again, nobody talks about
it. Don't do it. Yeah, just be there to support them and thank them for their service to our amazing country.
Exactly. Well, JC, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. And everybody have a safe, happy, and enjoyable 4th of July weekend.
Okay, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now, through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected Low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it. Worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Mark your calendars. The craziest event of the year is happening again. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again. So mark your calendars for August 3rd from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois. That's 31st and Wolf Road in the shopping center. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, food, coffee, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Bring an extra folding seat so you'll have a place to sit down. See you there.
Hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
It was named to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors here on this 4th of July weekend. I hope you're having a safe and enjoyable weekend. Leave the fireworks to the professionals. Trust me, that's the best thing you can do. It's a lot nicer to watch everybody's fireworks up in the sky by the pros. And besides, our dogs are really not liking it. So, you know, be nice to those four-footed friends of ours. You know, stop the fireworks around the house. Okay, but let's talk about some of the cool things that are going on. First of all, we need to get to the Aiden Fishing Report. Since Aiden's been here for a week with me, we've been doing all kinds of stuff, but he gave me a report. He typed it in the computer and sent it to me, so I'll give him some credit on this. And our Aiden Fishing Report is being brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where you can save $4,000 on certain low boats this month and get an extra 5-year warranty total on your new Mercury motor on your new boat. Don't forget about the great deals on the Lund boats also. Papa, we had a great time fishing with you and my cousins at Herrick Lake. When you showed me how to hook the live minnows we were using, so they were able to swim easily, we started catching bass after bass. Then the crappies moved in and we started catching them one after another. My cousins and I caught a total of 34 fish, if you weren't counting. I was counting, Aiden, in an hour, and there were 8 bass, 6 big bluegill, and 20 crappies. We threw them all back so someone else can catch them. That was a lot of fun. You really are a good fisherman. Oh, Jesus, Aiden. You really are a good fisherman for teaching us. When can we go to Bass Pro and buy some fishing stuff and go back over there? You really are a good fisherman, Papa. Thank you for taking us. Oh, I'm getting a little verklempt here. Compliments from a grandson. You can't beat that. And once again, that fishing report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. And don't forget, great deals on those extra warranties on the Mercury outboard motors, low boats, and also Lund boats. Northwest Indiana, my buddy said the perch man, that's what he calls himself, said, when the lake is okay, we get out to 15 to 20 feet of water with medium to large roaches and took a mess of perch. We threw the little ones back. Summer steelhead were being caught by some of my buddy trollers near Burns Ditch in 25 to 45 feet of water using spoons and Rapalas. Trail Creek in Michigan City, I didn't go there, but I heard there are a good number of steelhead in it, and they were hitting spawn, shrimp, spinners, pretty much anything you can throw at them. Coho, they seem to be in 50 to 65 feet of water. Dodgers and green flies, green and silver, were the best colors that I found out when we were out there. Southwest Michigan, my buddy up there, Roger, said Benton Harbor, the kings were being caught in a number of different areas. And Southwest Michigan, Benton Harbor, the kings are being caught in 90 to plus feet of water. Perch are slow. Some catfish and smallmouth and drum around the piers that you can find them, but walleye are also slow in many areas there. Kings and fat coho in Winthrop Harbor on green flies and dodgers were doing pretty well for a lot of anglers this time of the year. Captain Tony said that, and he said he's going out to over 120 feet for the king sometimes, but if you get out there before sunup, you can pick up those fish closer, and they're really aggressive biters. Catfish for sure, and boaters and bass are decent at Braidwood Lake. And Captain Tony, who also lives on the chain, said the white bass are starting to get a little bit more improved. Using tubes, spikes, small minnows, anything that flashes, he's picking up a few fish here. He did not catch one, but he said one of his buddies came over with the walleye just to show him and tell him he's going to eat it. Delavan Lake, Doug Idy said largemouth on drop shots or Ned rigs seem to be the good thing to go with. And my other friend who lives on the Fox River, Joshua, said the channel catfish and smallies are both active. Smallies, though, are being taken over the weeds in the river, not the deep holds. Get a surface bait, pull it over the weeds, and they'll come up and smack it. Daryl, my good buddy up in Wisconsin, said that he was on Green Lake and smallmouth bass have definitely moved deeper. So if you're going to try to key on them like he was, you're now working anywhere between 18 and 25 feet of water. Okay, Daryl, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, buddy. Kankakee River, smallmouth bass are doing well. Some anglers are having a problem, but they're ripping the baits too fast through the water. Use some plastics in the shallows and let it work the current. That's the key there. Okay, we've got that. We've got that. Perch in Illinois, I just haven't got a really good hold on it. I'm not sure what they're really doing in a lot of different places, but we'll see with that. We're going to try to get out this weekend maybe to see what's happening up there. Northern Wisconsin, my buddies up in Eagle River said it just there's a lot of water. He said, Chaunce, there's a lot of water out here. But largemouth bass are doing good right now, and he likes to see that. Smallies are very good with water temperature, probably around mid-60s. Good sign there. So there's a lot of action going on all over the place, so let's not pass it up. We could have a great time. Whoa, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Blackfoot Nation. It says, life is a flash of a firefly at night, or the breath of a buffalo in the wintertime. Life is the flash of a firefly at night and the breath of a buffalo in wintertime. Very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We're really borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody, on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.